Nedarim Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. This Mishnah is going to bring out the point that if there is a netter in place whereby Shimon can't get benefit from Reuven, and that's against Reuven's property, so then once it stops being Reuven's property, so then Shimon now can get benefit from it. And the point and way of illustrating that will be Shemitah. The rules of Shemitah are that in the seventh year, produce becomes automatically ownerless, and therefore even if Reuven owned a field and it had olives growing inside of it, come the Shemitah year, those olives become hefker, ownerless, and therefore anyone can take them, including, as the point of Mishnah is going to make, Shimon, who can't get benefit from Reuven's property because the olives are no longer Reuven's property. Now, in order to access those olives, Shimon or anybody else would have to go into Reuven's olive grove. And that is permitted. In other words, in addition to the Torah allowing people to have the fruit themselves, it also allows them to have direct access through private property to get to that produce. However, not more than that. In other words, the field does not hefker. The field still remains the property of the owner, in this case, let's say Reuven, which would mean that while Midoraisa, Shimon could go in and pick those olives, and he could even walk through the field to get there, even though it belongs to Reuven, he couldn't do anything more than that in that field. So he couldn't decide to stay in the olive grove to enjoy the shade, to play frisbee, to just chill for half an hour, none of that. He has to go in, get the olives, and leave. And the point this our mission will also make is that there is a dindera banan, which is that even though Midoraisa, it makes sense that Shimon should be allowed to go in the Shemitah year to pick olives and then go out again, we are afraid that he will go into the olive grove, he'll tarry, take too long, enjoy the shade, whatever else to do in that, and get benefit from Reuven's property, which would be a violation of the nether, so he can't do that. That being said, the Mishnah says inside, Hamudar Hanam Mechavero, the Mishnah starts like all the other times, the Mishnah started this way throughout the Perek. You have Shimon, who stands forbidden to get benefit from Reuven's property. Lifnei Shvius, if we're talking about a year before the Shemitah year, so then Lo Yored L'toch Sadeo, certainly Shimon can't go into Reuven's field, because he's not allowed to be in Reuven's field, because that would be, I'll call it trespassing, getting benefit from his property, which he can't do. Ve'en Ochel Min HaNotos. Similarly, Shimon can't even take the fruit that is, like, say, dangling over the wall, and therefore outside of Reuven's field. So, still, Shimon can't go and pick the olives that are over the wall, not because he's trespassing, but because the olives belong to Reuven. By the way, of course, that would be stealing anyways, but that's not the point here. We're just going to contrast with the next case, meaning even if, let's say, for example, period. So now, the Mishnah says, Uva Shvius, on the Shemitah year, when the olives that belong to Reuven no longer belong to Reuven, because now they're hefker, they're ownerless, still, Eino Yor L'toch Sadeo, still Shimon can't go into Reuven's field to pick those olives. Because, as I said before, Midorabban, we're afraid he'll stay around too long and get extra benefit from Reuven's property in the field. Aval Ochlhu Minanotos. However, Shimon could eat from the fruit that's on a branch that's dangling over the property line because he doesn't need to walk into Reuven's property to get access to it. And since the fruits themselves are ownerless, he can take them. Now, Nader Hemenu Machal Lifnei Shvius. If the nature of the neder, which restricts Shimon from getting benefit from Reuven, isn't encompassing all of his property or his person, but rather just food or things that lead to food, kind of like we had back in the first Mishnah of the Perek. So then we said, Drisas HaRegel, entering to his property, is permitted. Shimon can go into Reuven's property. And therefore, Yor L'toch Sadeu, it's permitted for Shimon to go into Reuven's field. Ve'eno Ochel Min HaPeros, but he certainly cannot take from Reuven's produce, because this is before the seventh year, it's not Shemitah yet, and therefore the produce is private property, so he can go into the field, that's not trespassing, and not, he's not restricted by that, because the net are just about food, but taking the food would be forbidden, because it's his food. Ubeshvias, but on the Shemitah year, when the produce is no longer privately owned by Reuven, brother, it's Hefker, Yord Va'ochel, he can both go into the field, Shimon can, because he's allowed to go into Reuven's field anyways, the Torah lets him, to get access. V'ochel, and he certainly can take from those fruits, because even though they had been, they are Reuven's trees, the fruits themselves are hefker, ownerless, and therefore Shemitah produce is ownerless, and therefore Shimon can take it, even though he stands forbidden to get benefit from food or benefits that would derive or lead to food from Reuven.